These days, Mirella Franey lives in the town where she grew up, Modena, Italy.
Modena, they're really, we love many, many people. They love the opera, the music. And you know, Luciano Pavarotti was, we grew up together, listen, he was a brother for me, a sister for him.
Is it true that when you were babies, you had the same wet nurse, your parents, or is this just a
it's
story?
It's true. Listen, my mother and the mama of Luciano, they worked in a manufacture of tobacco, if they made the cigar, no? And me and Luciano, we were very little, 2-3 months old, and they bring with them, there was a repart. They came to give the milk because we must eat also, no?
So what was he like as a kid?
I never called him Luciano. It was very difficult for me. They say, he also say Nano, you know, for Finnish. And him, he start later to call me Nana. All the life we call, I never call him Luciano. Nano is Nana. All the life until when he dies, it was very something, because he was like a brother for me. We studied together, we worked together, we helped, really incredible. It was really something.
The two of them not only grew up together, Franey told me that they both wound up studying with the same teacher.
Yes. No, we start. First, I have one teacher in Modena, and Luciano another. But later, for to go in Mantova from Maestro Campo Galliani was very fantastic. We, for 4 years and a half, we have been 2-3 times for a week. We go there to study together. And naturally, when we are at home, we try to work together and to listen. And Luciano said, Mirella, tell me if I am not in the right way. The same I have done, he has done with me. We help each other, okay? Me and Luciano, we have it for the nature, always the right position for to sing the voice. No big problems, you know.
Is there some particular performance that you sang with Luciano Pavarotti that really stands out?
There was, you know, because I start to sing perhaps 5 years before him, because Luciano, he has the father. In Modena, there was very big, important chorus, you know, and Luciano start to go there with the father, and I said, Luciano, with your voice, please, you can't sing always in the chorus. They are fantastic, they sing well, but you must do, you are an incredible tenor, you will be in the future. Ah, Mirella, but you know, I with my father. No, you must leave the chorus. And finally, after 5 years, he start to, you know what career he has done. Thanks God.
I understand that you really liked singing The Daughter of the Regiment.
Yes. In La Scala. Luciano, he sang before in London, Covent Garden. And Luciano, he said, oh, Mirella, I have sung in French, but we have done in Italian, because there were two possibilities. It was incredible, because was fantastic, because we are so together in everything. The audience, they really, we have an incredible triumph.
OperaVore comes from WQXR in New York. It's supported in part by the Thompson Family Foundation and the Monteforte Foundation. The show is produced by Elaine Warner with Bill Bowen and Jessica Kiger. For more information about the music on today's program, go to wqxr.org/OperaVore. Not every opera company is the Met, or Covent Garden, or La Scala. Next week, opera companies that have sprung up between the cracks in the sidewalk. Grassroots opera. I'm Naomi Lewin. Thanks for listening.